Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield here, and Arai Beckman is on the line with me, and Mr. Beckman is one of the individuals responsible for the future of health now, meaning that he has brought together 20 of the greatest experts, the doctors and scientists from medicine, science, and technology onto an online event that's basically a collection of a bunch of video interviews that really go into detail with a lot of these world experts on some of the most important cutting-edge health concepts that are going to be available to us kind of going forward over the next several years here, especially when it comes to health and wellness and achieving your goals. And the reason that Arai is here with us today, because he has come onto the podcast before and just introduced exactly what the future of health now is, and I'll be sure and link that for you guys in the show notes to this, is I just want to ask him a few questions about some of the details of some of these videos, you know, some of his biggest takeaways that he got out of this stuff, just so you can kind of get a glimpse and get some good information while you're out there running or riding your bike or driving in your car or whatever it is that you happen to be doing right now. So, Arai, thanks for coming on the call.
Oh, you're very welcome, Ben. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Well, let's jump right in, man. When it comes to some of these videos, what would you say, you know, if you were to pick, let's just jump right into the first thing that comes to mind for you as far as something that you've discovered in the past few weeks of watching these videos that has just been life-changing for you, or something that you never really realized before, or that has really knocked your socks off?
Awesome. Yeah, well, I'm happy to do that. And in fact, that'll be really quite easy for me. So the very first interview, if I had only one of them to attend right now, I would encourage people to listen to, or view rather, Dr. Roland McCrady.
Roland McCrady. And,
yeah, Roland McCrady.
What does he talk about?
So Roland McCrady is the chief science officer from a really, really interesting group, and they're called HeartMath. And so you can listen to his interview. And what he goes through in the interview is he originally kind of broaches the overall subject of neurocardiology. And neurocardiology isn't something that a lot of people are really familiar with, but the really brief synopsis is that probably going on now, safe to say over 7 years ago, by accident, in fact, there was a discovery made that the heart is actually influencing the communication that goes to the brain, as well as to the rest of the body. And in fact, that may very well be, in the science is predominantly based on the fact that, in fact, that is the origin of those communications. So rather than thinking that it goes from the brain down throughout the rest of the body, that science is focused on the heart influencing the brain and obviously all the communication then that happens throughout the rest of the body as a result.
Well, that's what you usually think about, is that like the way that you think, you know, whatever, if you're stressed out or something like that, it's going to make your heart beat faster or increase your blood pressure, and you're saying that it can go the other way.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. In fact, so you're a pretty fit guy, and you probably track your heart rate data much more than the average individual. And I'm sure a lot of your audience members are really, really proactive, and with their health and wellness as well, and their physical activity. And so many of us, you know, especially those of your audience members and yourself, you probably are aware of that. If ever you're in a situation where you may or may not feel maybe more stressed out than normal, you're probably very conscious of how your heart rate just starts to elevate naturally.
Right.
And in fact, your heart rate may very well be a little bit more sporadic. Well, what Roland McCrady talks about is, after he broaches just initially what neurocardiology is, he gets into the fact on how he and his organization really started to dive into heart rate variability. And what that ultimately looks like is the heart rate data, the patterns that we're noticing in heart rate rhythms during a time when an individual is stressed out, when we may very well just have been rubbed the wrong way, when we may very well have been annoyed or upset by that person that just cut us off in traffic, or a fight that we've just had with our spouse, or some workplace related stress. Well, we notice that this stress, if we can term it as such, the negative stress, if you will, because there are good kinds, it may very well throw off our ability to think properly or clearly.
Right, right.
And what they've noticed is that that's actually a direct result of the heart rate's rhythm or pattern. in that when this perceived stress overtakes us, when our senses perceive it, it can impact us emotionally. The feeling and the emotion and the sensory stresses can then affect the heart rhythm. And in fact, the heart's rhythm, then controlling the communication that's going up to the brain, causes whether or not we're then going to be, you know, in complete, maybe complete control of ourselves, whether or not we're then going to react as clearly or as calmly or, you know, or as concisely as we'd really like to.
And from what I understand, you know, obviously I'm sure people out there are thinking it's cool information, but you know, how can you act on it? From what I understand, you can actually train your heart, right? Rather than going after stress on the mental level or trying to like convince yourself that everything's okay, you know, and looking at things rationally as far as like, you know, settling down your brain, you can actually go after your heart rhythm instead, right?
Yeah, that's the most fascinating thing. So Dr. Roland McCready on the interview, he shares two techniques that they have. Both of them take less than 30 seconds to learn and implement. They can be taught to both, you know, children as well as us as adults alike just as easily. And essentially, by understanding and learning them, immediately you can gain relief from something that otherwise could be very, very stressful to you. And over time, as you practice these exercises and these techniques more and more, so of course, like anything with practice, you get better at it. And it's almost as if you're flexing a muscle. Over time, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And so when you asked me that question, kind of what's been the most life-changing, when I first heard about this technique and I learned it from Dr. Roland McCready over a year and a half ago, I immediately started using it in my life to overcome what otherwise would have been stressful situations. Mm-hmm. And since then, what I've noticed is, if you will, my overall baseline for how something would have affected me, if you will, something maybe, you know, a fight with my spouse or maybe getting cut off in traffic or a disagreement with a business associate, if that would have stressed me out on a scale of 1 to 10 at, let's say, a 6 or 7 or an 8. Well, right now, because of how strong this now, if you will, muscle of practicing these techniques is, after a year and a half, I practice them daily. I practice them, in fact, multiple times a day. That what used to be a 6, a 7, or an 8 is now probably a 3, a 4, or a 5.
Nice. I like it. So that's a heart-brain connection. And obviously, there's a bunch of techniques and stuff. And you can go over to the show notes where I've got a link over to the Future of Health Now videos and check that one out. But that's with Roland McCready, you said his name is, right?
Yeah, that's Dr. Okay. Roland McCready with HeartMath.
Okay. Okay, cool. And these videos, when are they starting? July?
July the 10th. Okay. So the videos will start airing as of 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at on July the 10th.
Okay, cool. So there's a bunch that go into age reversal or anti-aging. There's like a few videos that cover that stuff. When you look at those videos, if you could tell me maybe the top thing that you found out about anti-aging or age reversal or something kind of cool when it comes to age reversal that people might not know. Is there anything in particular that leaps to mind?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. A lot of it comes down to nutrition. And one of the most interesting things that a lot of people are talking about is vitamin D, you know, having good vitamin D supplements in your life, mm-hmm. either D2 or D3.
Right.
And, you know, ultimately, if we can be getting direct sun exposure, that would be ideal.
Gotcha.
You know, most of us living here in North America don't have that luxury. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the times of the year, but right now being the summertime, that's a really, really invaluable thing. And in fact, David Kekich, his interview in the Max Life interview, he's a part of Max Life Foundation. He, in fact, really will talk an awful lot about what he claims will help you. Just a number of simple things that you can immediately implement into your life right away that will help you live to 120 and beyond, but living a strong, vital, really, really sexy lifestyle at that age. Because a lot of times when people hear, you know, life extension, they think, well, I don't want to just live longer and be really miserable and, right. and really, really old and incapacitated, right?
Exactly.
So that's really interesting. And the one point I'll add to that as well is just with vitamin D alone, it's really fascinating. Dr. William Grant's interview, he's fascinating. He was one of the heads of the Atmospheric Sciences Division for NASA. He dedicated the last 10 years of his life exclusively to just vitamin D3 research. Mm-hmm. And the solutions that he shares with our audience and with everyone that'll have the opportunity to attend are absolutely amazing. You know, the studies and the science that he will share, you know, it's still dumbfounding to me the result that he'll, that, you know, for ultimately $15 a year, this one simple vitamin D3 can impact our lives, which is ultimately, you know, according to him, is the solution to, and, you know, hopefully the prevention of a number of diseases that currently are probably some of the top most death tolling diseases here in North America.
Yeah. How much vitamin D do you take?
Personally, I take anywhere between 5 and 10,000 IUs a day.
Yeah. And like a typical multivitamin has like what, 200, 400?
Yeah, 200 to 400 yeah. IUs. And what William Grant actually points to is there's an awful lot of research out there right now that states, you know, in his interview, he mentions that they have some cancer patients on as much as 100 to 150,000 IUs a day.
Holy cow. Wow.
And in that interview, what he mentions is that the worst side effects that they're noticing are things like diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and yet at that point in time, he himself is, he's a very mild mannered individual, but knowing him now for almost 2 years, you know, I know for him, he's almost outraged, if you will, that the recommended daily dose by, you know, the government here is only, I think, between now 1,000 IUs a day mm-hmm. and 500 IUs a day.
So at this point already, like, two things that just fly under the radar at this point when it comes to health. One is basically dosing with vitamin D that goes pretty far above and beyond what you're typically going to see in, you know, the average magazine or book recommendation, or, you know, even from your doctor. And of course, on this podcast, we're not making any prescriptions, and you want to talk to your doctor about anything before you actually proceed with, you know, popping pills. However, this is something that people usually don't think about, as well as the ability to control your heart, to control stress, is something that people don't think about a lot. Now, another thing that I noticed a lot of these interviews kind of get into is like genetics and genes and gene regulation and the future of gene therapy and gene testing. Did you watch any of the videos on genetic testing or on genetics, and did you come away with anything interesting on those?
Yeah, I really did, most certainly. So the two kind of fields that are gotten into here in a really big way by the medical board of advisor to Whole Foods Market, Dr. Scott Stoll. Interestingly enough for you, Ben, being the athlete that you are, Dr. Scott Stoll actually is the chief doctor on the United States Olympic bobsled team.
Oh, nice.
Neat little side tangent there. But one of the things that he broached, or the two topics he got into rather, were nutrigenomics and the overarching generalized category of epigenetics. So ultimately, those are, you know, what different elements coming into our life, so the study of epigenetics, can actually influence the genetic expression that we have. So that in and of itself is totally fascinating, because now what we're faced with as a human society is not only the understanding which we were told most of us growing up, which was you've got the genes that you've gotten from your parents and your ancestors. There's nothing you can do to change them. You're stuck with them. So it is.
Right.
Now what the study of epigenetics is telling us is, in fact, that's not the case. There's actually different things that come into our life, whether or not it be the food that we eat, the social company we keep, you know, the alcohol or the whatever it is, the different activities throughout life when we're growing up that we partake in. And actually what's really, really fascinating is the stress that we have in our lives. And what epigenetics is teaching us is that everyone, in fact, has all genetic potential. And rather what's happening is there are certain expressions which are either turned on or off. And as a result of that, that's in turn what will manifest, you know, physically in our lives.
So what's an example of a way that you could like turn a gene on or off?
Exactly. So some of the examples that these doctors and scientists shared with us. So Dr. Stoll shared the fact that you can really influence your genetic expression through your diet, which is ultimately the science of nutrigenomics, kind of the subcategory under epigenetics. And what he talked about was actually some of the most interesting discoveries, and I'll just give away a few of them, which were those things which were known to potentially help solve some really, really debilitating major diseases like cancer, which were also the very same nutrients that were in turn proven the most scientifically to also prevent these very same, disease expressions. And some of the major things that he talked about, which I was completely blown away with, were believe it or not, organic Indian spices and herbs.
Like curry and stuff like
that? And so exactly, like curry. So what we otherwise would think of curries, specifically one of them was turmeric.
Mm.
So if you can kind of, you know, if the audience, if you're listening to this right now, if you can go out and get yourself a really, really good source of organic turmeric, you'll notice that I've noticed now, Ben, that some of the more expensive ones that I really get that are from probably more the more pristine sources are actually a bright, stunning orange color.
Right.
Rather than kind of a lesser sort of, if you will, colored yellowish orange color. And if you start taking maybe a teaspoon of that and adding it to your shakes if you want, you know, each morning, or making soups with it, trying not to cook it is my understanding, you know, to maintain as much of the nutrient potential that the root has. You know, typically you'll get it in a powdered form.
Yeah.
And if you ingest that, you know, daily, not only are you stopping and helping to prevent things like inflammation, which as a runner or an athlete, I'm sure you yourself will find of tremendous value.
Exactly.
But not only are you doing that, but you're also helping to remove the potential and prevent these things that are otherwise plaguing our societies nowadays. But in fact, there's proof now through nutrigenomics that you're actually preventing the turning on of these genetic expressions, which otherwise may very well manifest in the form of these diseases like cancer.
Interesting. So you could have a genetic predisposition to something, but if you're able to influence it through your nutrition or through supplementation with, you know, something like in this case, like a good turmeric supplement, you can actually keep some of those genetic triggers from being pulled.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I like it.
Amazing.
So, let's go ahead and we've got time for one more. Let's go ahead and go with something else that's really knocked your socks off from these videos in terms of a real takeaway point that you think is pretty cutting edge.
Yeah, this is pretty cutting edge, and I think it's pretty cutting edge too because it affects probably some of the larger numbers of people, at least here in the United States. And so that's a point that was shared to us by Dr. Mark Hyman, and this is a really personal story to me because it impacted actually myself and my wife's life instantly, and it was something that we had been dealing with actually for over a year and a half. And in the first, I think pretty much 8 minutes of his interview, Dr. Mark Hyman covers this. And just in case there's, you know, those of your listening audience that aren't very familiar with Dr. Mark Hyman, his book right now, I believe it is the Blood Sugar Solution.
Right.
Was number one in the New York Times bestseller and Amazon in all categories overall for quite some time, which is really quite phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's continued to remain number one in certain categories in the New York Times bestsellers and Amazon for weeks, if not months, in fact. So he's probably gotten right now one of the most popular books here in the United States for overall, which is just amazing. And so in the first 8 minutes of his interview, he shares, in fact, that one of the number one most overly incorrectly prescribed medications in the whole nation are anti-acid medications.
Like Prilosec, stuff like that.
Something like that. I in fact actually don't know a lot of the names of the drugs, but
I know Prilosec is one for sure.
Okay, yeah. So that's a good one. So now I can't comment on that one particularly, but he commented overarching. He said antacid medications, they're overprescribed, they're not necessary, and in fact they have really, really debilitating side effects that no one's typically told about from their doctor. Now, that being said, we're not here to, by any means, bash doctors or take away from their credibility. Over 85% of the contributors to the Future of Health Now 2012 are, in fact, doctors. They are PhDs. Right. They're people that we really found a bunch of great information from. But what he had shared was that if, in fact, you're experiencing symptoms of depression or mood swings or potentially even anxiety, it may very well be directly caused by the antacid, you know, medication or prescription medication that you're taking. And in fact, he'd suggested that you get off of it. And in fact, that you start to go away from different elements in your diet that may very well be causing this acid, this overabundance of acidity in the intestinal tract to begin with.
Like
in terms of foods and things, like he's a really big proponent of eliminating refined sugars from your diet. Mm-hmm. So things like pop, things like candy, things like, you know, donuts, junk food, these kinds of things that most people probably, you know, are aware of nowadays, but most people aren't aware of how very much that's affecting them. He recommends people go back to whole foods. So if you're going to be eating dinner, have things like brown rice versus maybe more bread, you know, have things like, you know, cooked salmon, you know, wild salmon, and, you know, have a fresh serving of vegetables to give your body that fiber it needs to push everything through at the end of the night.
Right. Yeah. And I've heard that before too, about how not only does the sugar have an acidic effect, but also it is what a lot of the bacteria in your gut are fermenting quite heavily. And then you get that buildup and pressure coming back up the esophagus and producing the heartburn. So yeah, I think that's true. A lot of people don't realize, how ineffective or perhaps dangerous that these heartburn medications actually are.
Exactly. And just to elaborate on that very, very briefly, you know, one of the things that what really happens here is these medications, Ben, that may have been now over or inaccurately prescribed, they create now these potential other situations happening in the body. So now this person, not only are they on a medication that maybe, you know, best case scenario, they don't need to be on, but now they're also experiencing things like depression. These other side effects that are happening into their life, now they're going back to their physician, explaining these symptoms, and the physician's just wanting to do the best job that they possibly could too, may or may not now prescribe something additionally. And you can see how it can now start to create a cascading sort of domino effect that no one really wants going on within their bodies or their minds.
Right, right. Yeah.
And that's ultimately the synopsis of the future of health now is if you can have the real science-based solutions that you can implement into your life immediately that you can really trust, then you yourself can empower yourself with your own health and ultimately go on to, you know, with our goal, Ben, which is ultimately it's very audacious, but to rewrite global healthcare on the whole. And just with people like yourself, Ben, educating your audience, we're creating, we believe, a global community through the empowerment that really can achieve that goal.
Yeah. And folks, if you want to be a part of this, if you want to check it out, if you want to get access to all these videos, I mean, we literally like in 20 minutes, I'm hoping you picked up some stuff, but I mean, we're talking about a good, you know, 20 hours worth of video content that you can go and grab and watch. And like Arai mentioned, all the videos kind of start to get released on July 10th. The reason I'm telling you about them now and the reason I've been talking about them for the past few weeks is because I want you to be able to get over there, get access to the actual website, know where it's at, and start grabbing these videos as they come out because they're released for a certain period of time. And you got to grab them when they're actually released to be able to watch them. So all of the video and the video topics you can check out right now. And then the very first video is released July 10th and then on from there. And I will put a link in the show notes to this episode so that you can go over and check out the future of health now and learn about even more than just turmeric and vitamin D and the heart-brain connection and the dangers of antacids, which you just learned about. So, Arai, thank you for coming on the call today and sharing some of the stuff with us.
Oh, you're very welcome, Ben. Thank you very, very much for having me.